So a friend was at a funeral a few weeks ago, and this guy leans over to the grieving parents and he says, "Well, everything happens for a reason." Interesting. So their only child is hit by a car that momentarily drifted out of the lane. Just a random accident in the middle of an ordinary day. And this person's go-to response was to imply that there's a meaningful reason behind it. So when I was a teenager eons ago, my younger brother was hit by a car. He survived, but he was in a body cast for 6 months. And this happened on my watch. So naturally, I felt a shit ton of guilt about that. And of course, I asked myself, was there a reason why this had to happen? And I went down that rabbit hole for a long time, and it was something I had to work through for many years. People say everything happens for a reason because the alternative, that chaos can strike out of nowhere and destroy your life, is frankly too terrifying to accept. We want to believe there's a pattern or something like a cosmic spreadsheet balancing out suffering with some higher good. It's kind of like the idea of karma, but oftentimes there just isn't any pattern. And sometimes the worst moments have no deeper purpose whatsoever. I think when we try to force them into one, it only makes the pain worse. Now, look, I get that people are uncomfortable with pain, especially pain that can't be explained away with a tidy little narrative. But this particular brand of emotional duct tape doesn't really hold things together. I think it just covers up the cracks and pretends they're decorative. And I think there's something deeply broken about a society that sees unbearable tragedy and responds with a spiritual fortune cookie. Nonetheless, we keep doing it because we can't tolerate the idea that some things are just completely senseless. Okay, now I didn't intend to start this off in such a heavy way, but this concept that everything happens for a reason has troubled me for a long time. And I mentioned this in a previous video that I might make a video on this particular topic. So here we are. Okay. So the Stoics had this thing about cosmic order. Totally understandable when you're living in ancient times, where drinking water was commonly caused dysentery. You need to believe someone's in charge. Otherwise, you'd just be screaming into the abyss 24/7. So then religion swoops in at some point, divine providence, God's will. And suddenly, every stubbed toe becomes a cryptic telegram from the divine. And the best part is that We condensed thousands of years of humanity wrestling with fate into a cheesy slogan worthy of a fridge magnet. It's kind of like the spiritual equivalent of have a nice day. And meanwhile, some pretty brilliant minds were calling bullshit on this. Camus called life absurd. No hidden meaning. You know, we invent our own values in a universe that doesn't really care. And then there was Darwin, who showed that evolution is just random genetic mishaps and natural selection. No grand plan, just natural improvisation. Do you ever notice how nobody ever blurts out everything happens for a reason when they hit the jackpot? When they're winning? It seems to be strictly reserved for when life punches you in the throat and people don't really know what else to say. So here's the thing. Telling someone everything happens for a reason, it implies that their suffering has some design or cosmic purpose. And if it has purpose, then maybe they somehow earned it. Cancer, the personal growth opportunity nobody asked for. Lost your job, that's just the universe clearing space for your destiny. Got cheated on, well, obviously you manifested the wrong energy. Now look, sometimes these terrible events do inadvertently push us forward, but mostly, they just leave us devastated for no reason at all. So a friend told me about someone they know whose entire house burned to the ground. And the number of people who showed up chirping that everything happens for a reason was disturbing. Because the reason was actually faulty 1960s wiring and an unusually dry summer. It's not some celestial pop quiz. All right, but here's the really messed up part about this. We start doing this to ourselves. We become our own private cosmic jury, frantically cross-examining ourselves for some hidden sin. What lesson is this teaching me? Like we're paying tuition for a PhD program where suffering is the curriculum. And I'd guess, for the most part, there is no secret lesson. Sometimes a drunk driver is just a drunk driver. Sometimes cancer is just a biological crapshoot. But we can't accept that, because random chaos is utterly terrifying. It means we're vulnerable and ultimately powerless. And nothing freaks humans out more than realizing that we're not running the show. All right, so what happens when we cling to this belief that everything happens for a reason? Well, I think we have a tendency to turn into private investigators in our own lives, looking for invisible clues everywhere. The universe gave me food poisoning the night before my presentation. What could it mean? Am I unworthy? Is this about my inner conflict with shrimp? No. You just ate sushi from a gas station in the middle of a desert. End of mystery. But we just can't let it go, can we? We morph into existential bloodhounds, you know, sniffing out hidden messages in every coincidence. And we become the people who genuinely believe red lights are like magical signals about our spiritual journey. I know a person who spent half a year dissecting why her boyfriend left. And she was convinced it was the universe schooling her on deep soul truths. And it turns out he was just boring as hell and met someone who laughed at his crypto jokes. You know, sometimes the explanation really is that simple. I think sometimes life is just beautifully, horrifyingly random. And I think the worst part about this may be, while we're playing Cosmic Codebreaker, we're not actually dealing with the pain. We're thinking instead of feeling and analyzing when we should be grieving. It's sort of like trying to solve a crossword puzzle while the house burns down. Okay, so here's a thought that might blow your circuits. Randomness isn't the enemy of meaning. It's actually kind of wonderful. So what do I mean by this? Well, take for example, quantum physicists like Heisenberg. No, not Walter White from Breaking Bad. So Heisenberg showed us uncertainty is baked into reality itself. Subatomic particles don't travel along fixed lines. They hover in probability clouds until someone actually takes a peek. So the universe is literally like a cosmic dice game. Okay, as a quick side note, Walter White did quote Heisenberg when he said, subatomic particles in endless, aimless collision, when he was describing the randomness of the universe. Interesting episode. Anyways. In any case, you know, think about it. Your very existence is a statistical anomaly. Your parents meeting, you being conceived, all the accidents and near misses that led to you sitting here right now. It's all incredibly improbable. And not because the cosmos wrote a script for you, but because chaos is occasionally generous or occasionally sadistic, depending on how you choose to see it. So there's freedom in that. It means we're not to blame for every terrible thing that happens. And we're not some cosmic failure for not decoding secret messages. I think it means we can focus on the only thing we really can control, which is how we respond to what happens. Okay, so what do we do instead of searching for cosmic explanations? I think we get practical. Instead of chanting everything happens for a reason, try saying, I get to decide how to respond to what happens. It's a subtle shift, but it's a huge difference, actually. One leaves you shackled to destiny, the other hands you the steering wheel. And that may be a little scary because with that freedom comes responsibility. So maybe in addition to saying, I was destined to be fired after losing your job, add something like, okay, so how do I use this moment to figure out what I want next? Relationship ends? Well, maybe it wasn't meant to be, but also, what did you learn from it that you can take forward? And, I don't see this as toxic positivity, and trust me, I despise toxic positivity. I see it as existential responsibility. I think Sartre would have tipped his beret in approval at this. So, Viktor Frankl, who I've talked about before, he survived the Holocaust and he said, meaning isn't handed to you. You have to create it. And he didn't claim his suffering was divinely ordained. He said he could choose how to respond to the circumstances he was in. Even though his conditions were pretty horrific. Now, of course, it wasn't easy, but it was ultimately effective for his survival. And I think that's the difference between meaning imposed on you and meaning you invent. One makes you the universe's punching bag, and the other makes you the author of your own story. Okay, here's what helped me keep my sanity. First, feel your feelings. No disclaimers required. You don't need cosmic permission to be in pain. Hurt is real enough on its own. Second, accept that randomness is a part of life, a big part. Accidents, illness, heartbreak, and so on. Sometimes there's no secret purpose for any of this. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're failing at life. Third, create your own meaning. Don't wait around hoping the universe will gift wrap it and drop it on your doorstep. Build it yourself. Help someone make art, plant a tree, or just, I don't know, survive another day. I think meaning lives in action and in presence, not cosmic assignments. Okay, so where does this leave us? If not everything happens for a reason, then what's the point, right? And I think the point is you get to decide. You're the author of your own story, whether the universe is watching or not. And maybe it's time to stop asking, why did this happen? And start asking, Okay. It happened. What now? I think it's time to stop waiting for divine or cosmic meaning and start building your own, even in the face of nihilism. Your suffering doesn't need a divine purpose to be legitimate. And your joy doesn't have to be destined to count. And I surely don't think your life has to fit some grand universal narrative to matter. We are all just making it up as we go, right? I mean, we're improvising, even though we think that we're planning everything. We're on a stage, we didn't build, reciting lines nobody wrote for an audience we're not even sure exists. And somehow, that's both terrifying and kind of inspiring, in my humble opinion. So, not everything happens for a reason, and it's entirely possible that nothing does. But it's really up to you. You can still choose to make something meaningful of the circumstances, though I suppose the more absurd and horrific those circumstances are, the more difficult it will be. Either way, you've still got to get up tomorrow and figure it out. So, welcome to the human condition. That's all I got today. Thanks for watching.